This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, we have, on this very radio show, we have kicked off campaigns for candidates before, but this one might be just a little different because I entered into an agreement with someone who I consider a friend and I respect a lot, who is not on my side of politics, in order to have maybe a conversation about the differences. And his name is Randy Raley. I think many people listening right now know him. Look, I call you a rock radio legend here in St. Louis because I used to listen to you when I was younger, Randy Raley.
No, stop that. Don't ever say that you listened to me while you were growing up. Okay?
Well, you know that people say that, right?
But I do, and it's an honor, and it's very much a compliment. You know, it just makes me realize how old I am.
That's well, we are friends on Facebook, and we used to work together for a brief stretch.
I was the producer of your show.
Right, at KMOX. That was a long time ago. Can you believe it? Like 16 years ago. Suffice it to say, you go out there on Facebook quite a bit, very publicly with your political positions, which are not even close to mine. Now, what I remember happening is a few weeks ago I saw something, and I think all I did was put a laughing face.
You put a laughing emoji on it.
And I kind of knew that would get a little attention, but I decided, look, quite honestly, I've stopped. I don't do politics on Facebook because when I did it, I just got myself in trouble.
Sure.
So I post pictures of my bunny and my puppy and things like that.
Me too.
But I do doomscroll or whatever you would call it. And look, I see, you know, don't take any offense, and you can call me names or anything like that too.
I would never.
But I see someone like you having a case, in my opinion, and maybe the listener's opinion, of TDS, which is Trump Derangement Syndrome. So you post things all the time, and on this particular post, I don't even know what the topic was, but I just had to put the laughy face. So then you engaged with me, and you said, look, you had a bit of an announcement that you were going to make, right? And and I said, look, in the effort of having a civil conversation and with someone that I like and I respect, even though we have political differences, I said, I would allow you to do this, and you're going to make an announcement to a certain extent on this show this afternoon, right?
Well, here's the deal, Mark. Again, and back at you, we don't agree politically, but I respect you. And I basically wanted to talk to your listeners about what's happening in the 15th District in Illinois. Okay, the 15th District in Illinois, Mary Miller has abandoned her district. She doesn't come into the district hardly at all. It's hard to get a hold of her. I don't think she does any town halls. And I had an incident when I was looking for some information from my representative, and I never heard anything back from her at all. And apparently a lot of the constituents of the 15th District feel the same way. It's like we can't get a hold of our representative. If you are a Republican in the 15th District, I would love to talk to you because you're not being represented. Okay. Mary Miller does not have a home in the district. She does not pay taxes in the district. She does not have a business in the district. I'll give you a little bit of an anecdotal kind of thing. We have a town in our district that was looking to get a new water tower. And all they had to do was, you know, contact Mary Miller. And all she had to do was write a letter and she could get the funds for it. Well, Mary Miller says that federal funds should not be used for local projects. And it's like, wait a minute.
Well, there's a lot of that just passed last week that the president signed. Yeah, I'll tell you that much right now.
And so I just think that if you're a Republican or anybody in the 15th district, you're being taken. She's taken you for granted. And so that's one of the reasons why I announced my candidacy to run for Congress in the 15th district.
And when you said that, you know, I saw a follow-up post to that, and I didn't know which district. I had forgotten that you were in Illinois. So I said, what district are you running for? And you said the 15th in Illinois. And I said, ah, and you mentioned Mary Miller. And if you remember, my response was, I'm really not a fan of Mary Miller. She has never appeared on my show.
Right.
I think she's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, in my opinion. I don't think she's wrong on all the issues.
Right.
But I don't really like her. And typically, the people I don't like, I don't give free airtime. See,
sure.
I like you. That's the difference here.
Right.
But that was where I found it interesting. So this is something that's actually happening. You're trying to start like an organic campaign for Congress, right?
Basically, we're starting this from scratch. I've got my team together, campaign manager and treasurer and all of the people I need. We have 4 men and 5 women on my team, and I just want to represent my district. This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. This is somebody who does not pay attention to the people in her district.
Well, that's fair enough, but you're not running as a Republican.
No, I am not, sir.
Just to be clear, right?
It looks like she's getting primaried, though. And
well, that wouldn't surprise me.
So I'm not. Yes, I'm not running as a Republican. I'm running as a Democrat. But the thing of it is here is that we put so many labels on everything we do. The thing of it is, it's not going to be my district. It's not going to be her district. It belongs to the people, Mark. And whatever the people want done, I want to do that for them, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mary understands that. Now, she's a rich cattle rancher on the east side, and I think there's only maybe one millionaire in my district, and it's probably her. But my district is made up of small towns, Mark. Quincy and Paris over on the other side, and Aledo way up north, which is where I'm going on Wednesday. But the thing of it is that when she says Hitler had the right idea, everything after that draws a red flag. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't even know that quote. And
well,
quite honestly, I'm not a Hitler man. I hate the Hitler references.
Yep.
And you know that a lot of people on the left use that with Trump, it's not something I ever go into that area.
And
maybe that's one of the reasons I said she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right?
The full quote is, Hitler had the right idea. He got them when they were young. Okay. And so she's had some memes show up and things like that. Now, there's a video of her in the halls of Congress. Being, you know, there's a constituent that would like to talk to her, and this constituent follows her around and all of that. And then you see Mary say to this constituent, I'm not dealing with the insane people, and berates her right there on the camera. That's not being
okay, but
so
we can agree with all that because there are Republicans that don't do. Look, I'm going to offer you an example right now. I'm not the biggest Josh Hawley fan. I used to be pretty close with Josh Hawley. I helped put him on the map here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I happened to ask a tough question in the aftermath of January 6th to Josh Hawley. It went national. I've never spoken with Josh Hawley before.
Right.
And one of the things I would say about Senator Blunt, and I would say the same thing about, you know, Senator Schmidt, is that he used to make an effort to come into the district, to come in and visit with the media. And Senator Blunt, look, a lot of people would put him in the category of establishment. So on those things, I can completely understand it. But on Facebook, you're really out there. I don't know, I'm not going to quote you because I don't have them in front of me, but you're pretty anti-Trump in the way that gets unhinged. Can I say that?
I would not agree
in my estimation.
I would not agree with you, but I'm not running against President Trump.
Posting a lot of the things on Facebook.
Sure.
You are posting
I have
about.
My problems with Trump. And one of the things is, okay, what's this Epstein thing going to turn out to be? Okay, this is the thing. Don't you agree that...
Well, I mean, I'd like to know some answers to that. But look, I think that there's a difference between hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, which a lot of people did, and being, you know, a child predator or something like that.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole range of, you know, people that are in that. We knew that he was hanging out with Epstein. That wasn't a big surprise from a few weeks ago.
But here's the deal, Mark. We're losing our basic touch when it comes to dealing with people. Okay. One of the advantages that I have is I'm retired. Okay. I'm on Social Security and Medicare. And I woke up one of those days in January going, oh my God, what's going to go on? But the thing of it is, Mark, is I want to talk to the people of the district. This is why I'm on your show, to reach those people and to find out, what do they need? What do the farmers need? What are the tariffs doing to the farmers? We all have the speculation, but the only people
who know are
the farmers.
I've got Blake Hurst, who's a big farmer on the other side of the state. He has not been a fan of the tariffs, and he's been on this show talking about that. But you know, it's not unfair to characterize you as someone who hates Trump.
Oh, I don't know if I hate Trump. That's a pretty heavy word. I don't know if I hate anybody, Mark, and I think that's where we get.
Do you think he's a threat to democracy?
I'm not running against.
Come on, man! Now you sound. You know what? You're going to be good at this because you sound like a politician.
I'm not running against Donald Trump. I'm running against Mary Miller. So can we focus it on the things that she has not done for her district? Okay. Let me give you an example. We've got a town in our district that needs a water tower, and all she has to do is release the funds, and she's not doing it. Mark, there's another reason why I'm doing this.
Okay.
Now, if I can give you a real quick story, okay? On July 12, 1969, okay, was my sister's 10th birthday, and we lived in Ava, Missouri, which is outside of Springfield, okay? Going from Ava to Springfield is like going to Chicago, okay? We had a Whataburger.
Where is Ava?
Ava's about 60 miles east of Springfield.
Okay, all right.
All right, so you go there.
Springfield's
like
a big town, the big city.
Yep.
Yeah, I got you.
It's Chicago, man. So my sister and I are celebrating her 10th birthday, right? We're riding the rides. We're eating the ice cream. Got a Whataburger, dude. Come on. And on that exact same day, Mark, I find out many years later that my brother in Vietnam spent 2 days fighting the Viet Cong in the jungles, for which he was awarded so many citations that they cover his grave in Jefferson Barracks. And I've always had that guilt, that thing about, while I was having a great time with my sister in Doling Park in Springfield, my brother was over fighting for his life. And I've always felt that I needed somehow to serve my country in some way to hopefully ease that pain.
So there's a place in your heart for doing this.
Yes.
But if you would, let's say that you would run in a general election against Mary Miller, I mean, all the anti-Trump stuff would come out because you know what she's about, and I know what you're about, and people on Facebook know what you're about.
Right.
I'm fine with trying to focus on that race, but it's not like you're keeping your feelings about Trump, and I don't know if you feel that way about people who support Trump, because there's a lot of people in this country. You know this, Randy. Look, there are people that I was friends with that, and I'm glad that we can still have conversations, but there are friends of mine, and some of them go back decades, that won't even speak to me anymore because, and for the record, I didn't vote for the guy in 2016. Okay, I thought his behavior, and sometimes his behavior still is, reprehensible. But there are people that are drawing the line on friendships based on political differences. And when I see your Facebook posts, that's what I feel.
Okay, so when do we stop all of this? When do we elect people to Congress that actually listen to their people?
You want my answer? Unfortunately, I don't know that we can ever do that because there's so much money involved. You know this. If you would ever get to the point where this is serious, do you know how much money it would take to run this race?
Absolutely.
Probably $20 million.
Well, here's the deal. Mary's already got millions and stashed away, and I'm starting with basically scratch, but here's my deal, Mark. I'm going to go see the people where the people are. I'm going to Aledo on Wednesday. I'm going to Decatur, and I'm going to Paris, and I'm going to talk to people one-on-one. If I can convince them that I have their best interest at heart, then I believe the donations are going to start coming in.
Okay, I want to take a break because I have to take a break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, and I don't usually do this, extend a guest, but because you and I connect on music, that's the thing that brings people together.
It always has.
We're going to talk a little about music and maybe how politics gets into music. We'll do that next, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang in there.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Randy Raley is in the studio, longtime friend. He is a legend in rock radio here. He's dabbling with politics. He wants to challenge Mary Miller. Well, you're into politics, right? You're going to run against Mary Miller.
I'm on the high-speed train for the next 17 months.
But first of all, you got to win the Democrat primary, right?
Yeah. There are three other people running.
But let's talk about something that brings people together.
Absolutely.
And I think this kind of crosses into politics to a certain extent.
Before me, I say one sentence.
Yeah.
I just want to talk to people. All I want to do is listen
okay.
to everybody, Republican, left, right, it doesn't matter. I just want to listen. Now, go.
When in the climate that we're in right now,
yep.
I feel like one of the few places we can go, and this is becoming even more rare because there's a lot of politics happening on the stage, but if you go to a concert,
mm-hmm.
right, any typical concert, whether
sure.
you're at, you know, Riverport, because we can still call it Riverport, whether you're at, you know, Scottrade, because we still call it Scottrade, even though it's not Scottrade, whatever the venue is, we can all stand together and we don't know each other's politics for the most part.
Yep.
And we can have this moment where politics doesn't interfere. But kind of bringing me back to my earlier point about losing friendships and some of the judgments that are made by people, and I see it more on the left than I do on the right. I see people breaking, and maybe this is just my perspective, I see people breaking relationships in families, for example, and in deep friendships. Those decisions are coming, from my perspective, more from the people on the left than on the right.
I have a friend of mine who lives in Colorado who is not welcome at her parents' house because she supports somebody other than Trump. So now before you say...
Well, that's shameful. I wish that wouldn't happen, right?
Okay. I think it's happening a lot on both sides.
And that's unfortunate, though,
isn't it? It is unfortunate. But like you said, when I was on the radio, I never asked what anybody voted for. Listen to my show, you're great. And when it comes to music, it's the same thing.
Okay, but let me put it this way, because I know you've tried to talk about the race and only focusing on people in the district, but... On a music front, because you and I have connected, sometimes someone will pass away and I'll say, Randy,
yeah.
you have great memories of this person. Come on the air. But don't you think, maybe in the same way that I would alienate some people, but this is what I do for a living, that you alienate people with the anti-Trump posts? I know you're not running against Trump, but all the posts that I see, not 100% of them, because you write about other things.
I do.
But what about fans of Randy Raley that are fans of Randy Raley in music, and then they see the posts that are alienating to them? Does that ever become an issue, or do you ever think about that?
Well, Mark, I've listened in my life to Bruce Springsteen and U2 and Charlie Daniels and Ted Nugent, and I think that most of the people who are my friends, we don't go down that road, okay? Like I said, Charlie Daniels, one of the nicest men that I've ever met in my life. Our politics probably don't line up. And
Ted and I are friends. He's a sweetheart. People don't know that, but he really is.
And you saw my post about Ted Nugent. I hope that
I
you did
not see that one.
Okay, I've got a post about Ted Nugent. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, all right. I will cross-reference
it. It's on my Facebook page. But here's the thing, Mark. It's, again, you know, the music that you're a big Bruce Springsteen fan. Okay.
And I feel a little alienated, not because I don't know his politics. I've always known his politics, but I've never been preached to at a concert. And I've gone to 45 Bruce Springsteen concerts or so, and there have been references to politics. People sometimes are surprised by this, but I've never been preached to in the way that he recently did in the UK. So I feel like, you know, there's a lot. And one of the things that I would say to Bruce, this is what I would say to Bruce if I would sit next to him like I did in a movie, true story, in 1990. I'd say, Bruce, you never said anything about the guy that was in office for 4 years that we now know was barely cognitively aware and that let 12 million people, if not more, cross the border. So there are people that are in that camp that are bitching about President Trump. And I get it. I get some of the complaints. Some of them come from my side, but they never raised an eyelash to anything that was happening with the other administration. Now, you could say that about the people on the right, because we both can sometimes be hypocritical.
Do we need to go back and revisit what Ted Nugent has said about Obama and Hillary? With his machine gun and his all of that. Markets coming from everywhere. This is the thing that scares me about this country, is that we're all finding a very, very difficult time to find common ground. And the thing of it is that's what I want to do with people in my district, is find some kind of common ground. What do you need? What do you need? Do you need broadband?
But don't you think some of those people who might support that effort also supported President Trump?
Well, of course.
Okay, but okay. Wouldn't they be alienated by some of the nature of your posts or not?
Well, you know, Mark, it is a free country, and it is free speech.
But you understand what I mean.
I do, but I'm trying to look beyond that. And again, I'm not running against President Trump. I'm running against Mary Miller. She has abandoned her district. She does not care about her district, I don't believe. It certainly shows she hasn't done many town halls at all. She's canceled a couple of them. Oh, she was in Carrollton a few years ago for a book banning.
Okay.
That's great.
Well,
this
I wanted
is
to
politics,
have you, in.
You too.
I know. Oh, we were going to talk about music. We didn't
you
have time to talk music.
Sue.
Yeah. We said we're going to. But it does kind of wind in, which is why you brought up Nugent and Springsteen, and I get it. Look, I'm glad you came in.
I am too.
It's good to see. It's been a long time. We will continue to have differences.
But you're my buddy, and the one thing of it is that please, you know, have respect for me that I want to walk into the lion's den with you, you know? I know that our conversation here was not, it was going to be cordial, but yeah. It was going to be, you know, not, we don't
different
quite agree on it.
Right.
But, you know, the thing of it is I want your listeners to just give me a chance.
Randy Raley, I appreciate it. Thank you,
bud. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.